make jokes. I make warriors.
Welcome into Box Office Quarterbacks. I'm Jeff. That's Ahmed. Today we are talking about Knuckles. We are talking about Knuckles that dropped on Paramount Plus. Finally got around to watching the 6 episodes now. Ahmed, initial reactions to the spinoff of the Sonic universe.
I think you captured it perfectly, calling it Wade, because Knuckles was hardly in the damn show.
And it's not to say that I didn't enjoy this show. I just didn't expect to really spend as much time with Adam Pally's character, Wade, who was a supporting character in the 2 Sonic movies we have gotten. We do get Idris Elba back as Knuckles, but he is more supporting here. It's very weird that he's kind of absent for big chunks of this show. It's almost like they didn't have the budget for the CGI here. I don't know what the deal was.
I was just thinking that because it's like they spent all this time kind of focusing on Wade, but they also had a lot of scenes that were clearly just filler. Like they were dragging on unnecessarily long. And I'm just like, okay, where is this supposed to lead to? You know, sometimes they would just, again, drag on, but it would be to the point where it wasn't funny anymore. Because sometimes they would go meta and they're like, oh, it's like they're dragging. It's kind of like in The Sound of Music. I'm like, oh my God, no. The only thing worse than messing with your audience is telling them that you're messing with them, because it shows that you don't respect them.
I loved episode 4 a lot, and that is my favorite episode. That's the entire rock opera episode where Wade is in this dream world trying to find his inner warrior, and he's in like a Knuckles Broadway play almost. I really thought that was hilarious.
Okay, I have a problem with your choice, okay? We just talked about how we didn't like that Knuckles wasn't a part of the show. And the your favorite episode is the one where he was not even in the fucking show.
I'm a hypocrite, Ahmed, but if I'm gonna pick my favorite scenes with Wade, that's gonna be those.
That's fine, whatever. But don't tell me that's your favorite episode, and then go, "Oh, why didn't they show Knuckles as much?" It's ridiculous.
Hey, well, you know, Wade was dressed as Knuckles, so it's not like we didn't see him.
The only good thing to come out of that episode, and then we can talk about Kid Cudi, because we have to talk about Kid Cudi. The only thing that was forgivable about that episode was that we got to hear Michael Bolton.
That's what I loved. It reminded me of The Lonely Island, like almost Lonely like a Lonely Island yes. skit.
Yeah, it was. That was for us, the Lonely Island fans.
Yeah. But as far as the show goes, like, you know, Wade and Knuckles are on a cross-country trip to go to Reno. Wade's lifelong goal is to win this bowling tournament. You find out his dad is Cary Elwes, and I have a story about Cary Elwes later in the show. But Cary Elwes as this guy who is this very popular professional bowler who is not who he seems.
He's the Willy Wonka of bowling.
Yeah, and he has like a tea kettle in the bowling ball. Like, it's very weird.
Jeff, that joke deserved a lot more laughter than you're giving it. He's the Willy Wonka of bowling.
It is the Willy Wonka of bowling.
Give me the laughter it so deserves.
I was laughing in the inside, Ahmed. Let's just say that. This is low stakes is what I'm trying to get at. As far as the Sonic universe, it doesn't push the narrative forward whatsoever. You can completely skip this movie and go into Sonic 3, and I don't think you would miss a beat whatsoever.
That's totally fair. I mean, there were so many things that, like, so many explanations to things that I'm like, what does this have to do with anything? Why do I care? For example, Kid Cudi's partner, when she was like, oh, blah, 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 and she's explaining the supervillain explanation, haven't seen her since. Or I'm sorry, we didn't really get to know her that much since. All we know is she's got some sort of bone to pick, but why do we care?
Yeah, like there's just kind of a lot of throwaway characters here. Like the main characters are Wade and his family. His sister, who I love that actress from The Righteous Gemstones. I think she's hilarious. And so then, like, the mom here.
By the way, regarding his sister, so is she actually an FBI agent, or is she bullshitting?
She is a horrible FBI agent, if that is the case.
That's what I thought.
But some of that humor where she's like, I'm protecting the Secretary of the Treasury of the United States of America or some shit, like some low stakes job. I thought that was funny. I did like the whole dinner sequence. I thought that was pretty good. And then Knuckles is sitting on the couch watching Pretty Woman with Wade's mom. I thought was hilarious. There's some good stuff. It is very, very forgettable, though. I will probably forget about this show in about 2 weeks.
I already have. I started watching The Boys.
Yeah, that'll put it out of your mind real quick. But any favorite characters here, Ahmed? Anything that stood out?
Knuckles was my favorite character. I was really happy to see Cary Elwes there, just because I'm a big fan of his work. He was in Robin Hood Men in Tights. He was in Glory. And it kind of shocked me to see how older he's gotten. I probably just made it sound worse by saying older. He's going to hear this and go, what the fuck is that supposed to mean, young man?
Well, let me tell you about him. If he does hear this, fuck you, Cary Elwes, because we did meet him at a work conference for my wife a few years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago. And he was doing exactly what he did in this show, which is crazy, where he was yelling at people for taking pictures of him. He didn't want to sign autographs. It was a very weird time. He's the rudest celebrity I've ever met in real life. But anyway.
Hey, man, it's your story. And that's kind of messed up if it's true. I mean, it is true from your perspective. I get it.
Yeah.
But you know what? There was a character we didn't talk about, and that was Dr. Robotnik's alleged protege. Have you seen Game of Thrones?
No, but I mean, I guess I watched Shogun, which is similar. So
no, it's because there's a character from Game of Thrones that's in Knuckles. His character is called the Mountain. He's a huge guy, and you know, played by Rory McCann. And it was cool to see him still have work. Like, I'm rooting for you guys. And Kid Cudi obviously killed it, but Knuckles is my favorite, just because I'm a huge fan of Idris Elba.
Having Idris Elba voice this character, I thought was really cool. Like, and it still is. And we're getting Keanu Reeves in the next movie voicing Shadow. Like,
and I love Shadow.
Like, the voice cast is stellar for this series, and it is really a miracle that this series has gotten as big as it is. Like, we got that initial Sonic trailer way back in 2019 where he had human teeth and everybody was disgusted and terrified, and we bullied Paramount Plus to redesign him, and look where we are now.
I cannot believe that happened. People cyber bullied that company into making it. And I wonder if it was just because they didn't have the rights, what stuff happened, but how did that go through? Like this, we laugh about it now, but it's the same reason. But it's the same argument I would make with Dragon Ball Z Evolution, like, or it's not even Dragon Ball Z; it's Dragon Ball Evolution. And that main actor even had the courtesy enough to apologize for that movie.
And yes.
So we are owed an apology, I guess, with the first Sonic. But maybe they've made it. You know, they've made amends by bringing Knuckles, Tails in one movie. And now with Shadow, I almost forgot Shadow was a character, but I remember really liking him. And just kind of that confusion of which one is Shadow, which one is Knuckles. And so to have Idris Elba and then Keanu Reeves, that is just, fuck Ben Schwartz. I want to see those two in a movie.
Yeah. And, you know, Ben Schwartz does show up as Sonic very briefly here, and then you get Knuckles, like, for the 90s kid in me, I really did love watching this. And, you know, I thought Adam Pelly was a pretty funny lead most of the time. Like, he did get a little bit annoying. I think I enjoyed him a little bit more than, like, James Marsden in the Sonic movies. Like, at least he has personality, I would say.
That's fair. It you know, characters like his, they want you to appreciate how crazy and wacky they are. But I really like that scene where he's in the bowling alley and he, you know, defends Knuckles and then he high fives himself. I thought that was like, oh, when he just did kind of thing. I was like, okay, that's adorable. That you genuinely made me laugh.
Yeah, and him like waking up with his Ninja Turtle sheets, and I thought that was very hilarious. I like Jack Sinclair, such a random character, like a random bounty hunter, and just him talking about all the treasures he finds on Facebook Marketplace. I thought was hilarious.
But I love that they included him to be a bounty hunter. Because it's like, oh, okay, ha, ha, ha. And then whenever there's a bounty on his head, it's like, oh, wow, that actually, okay. Good job. I'll give you that.
He was like the Joe Exotic of the bounty Joe hunters. Exotic.
The Ponytail King.
Yes. Well, let's get to final scores of this show. I think we might agree. We do agree a lot, as Gerald points out. Hi, Gerald. But what would you give this on the box office QB scale?
I give it a starter just because it's one of those you can watch it and not really pay attention to it kind of shows. It's not as charming and like it doesn't glue your attention as much as other trash shows like Ted did.
Yeah.
Ted was one of those shows that it's charming. You know it's stupid, but it's one of those you're watching it because you're really just trying to turn it all off. It's why some people watch reality shows.
Yeah, it's an easy watch. It's six episodes. They're all 30 minutes long or less.
Like, the colors are vibrant enough to keep your attention for the most part.
Yes. If you have small kids... Like,
yeah,
we don't have kids, but if I had kids, I would put this on and like go cook dinner or something. Fuck them like kids. That. As Ahmed says, that is his new catchphrase.
I told you, I keep looking for reasons to say it, and we just did.
I teed you up. That was like an alley-oop, but yeah.
Oh,
as my dog would say,
favorite scenes: the final fight scene between Dr. Robotnik's protege and Knuckles. I thought, fine a damn lead. We've been waiting for this for, what, 8-9 episodes? And then you finally give it to us, and it's like not even the – it's a visually spectacular fight scene, but it's such a short fight scene. I've never seen a fight scene that quick before. Actually, I'm wrong. Secret Invasion, that one had the cheesiest, stupidest fight scene, but – oh, God. Now I'm trying to think about which one did I hate more.
Well, I think we both cut Secret Invasion, if I remember correctly. We did. So Knuckles is a better show than Secret Invasion.
Yes, but not as good as Ted. But what's my point? That was my favorite scene when we got it.
Yeah, like it was so quick because the ending almost felt like a dodgeball movie, because you have ESPN 8 The Ocho here. Like, you have Paul Scheer, who I love, and Rob Hubel. Like, I love those two actors as like the commentators. And then all of a sudden,
those motherfuckers. I'm sorry.
Hey.
No, they took. I was like, why am I seeing them? You have nothing to do with the show. The show is called Knuckles, not ESPN Ocho Cinco.
ESPN Ocho Cinco.
I don't even know what that means, but I made it up. It sounded right.
Yeah. There needed to be more fight scenes. There needed to be more Knuckles. That's why I'm going to give it a starter. It's fine. It is probably the definition of a starter on our scale. Yeah, I mean, anything else you want to add about it?
No, I think... this has kind of been like a weird year for entertainment. We are kind of coming back off the writer's strike, so I'm hoping things will improve. But man, I'm really looking forward to just like some sort of improvement. After Monkey Man, the bar is kind of like set now for me, where I'm like, okay, how are you going to top that? this weekend I'm going to go watch The Fall Guy. So let's see if, you know, Ken and what's her face from Oppenheimer can save the day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to The Fall Guy. Like, I want to be wowed at the movies again, that's for sure. But yeah, this has been another edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. That's my friend Ahmed. I'm Jeff. We'll be back very soon with an episode that we haven't planned out yet, but we will be back. Have a good rest of the week.